بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. كتاب السلام، باب فضل السلام والأمر بإفشائه. قال الله تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوتا غير بيوتكم حتى تستأنسوا وتسلموا على أهلها، صدق الله العظيم. This is a new chapter. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah introduces it under the book Kitab al-Salam, the book which deals with salam. The first subheading in that, Fadlu Salam wal Amr bi Ifsha'ihi, the virtue of salam and the injunction, bi Ifsha'ihi, in other words, to spread salam, make salam common amongst ourselves. This is an extremely important chapter, and it addresses what is a fundamental part of the life of every believer. In Islam, we have been given a greeting, and this greeting incorporates within itself a dua also. So, important lesson we learn. Salam is something that we are supposed to be doing very commonly. We are supposed to be spreading. It's part of the shi'ar, a symbol of Islam. It's an introduction to a Muslim. And it teaches us that dua also should be an integral part of our lives. Nevertheless, when it comes to salam, ulama ikram have mentioned what is the origin of this. Where we say assalamu alaikum. Salah also we terminate Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, right hand side, left hand side. So what is the origin? Where did this come from? These words Assalamu alaikum. It's mentioned that when Allah subhanahu, the narrator of the hadith is Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when Allah ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam and instilled the soul within him, he sneezed. What is the significance of that? Allah only knows best. When the ruh and the soul was put into Adam alayhi salam, the first instinctive reaction was that Adam alayhi salam sneezed. Thereupon he said, Alhamdulillah. Allah ta'ala responded and said, Yarhamukallah. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah. I express my gratitude to Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala responded to this and Allah said, Yarhamukallah. May Allah have mercy upon you. This is what we call Tashmitul Atis. One of the rights that one Muslim has over another Muslim is that when one has to sneeze and say Alhamdulillah, the one who hears this should respond and say Yarhamukallah. It's mentioned in the same hadith that after this, on the side there were some angels, Malaika. So Allah Ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salam, go to those angels over there and greet them by saying Assalamu alaikum. Allah instructs Adam alayhi salam that go to those angels and greet them with these words Assalamu alaikum. So Adam alayhi salam fulfilled this injunction. He went to the angels, addressed them and said Assalamu alaikum. They responded Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. When he came back to Allah Ta'ala said that this will be the greeting for you and between your progeny after you. This riwayat is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. So we learn from this the origin of salam, that right from the beginning, Abul Bashar, the father of humanity, Adam alayhi salam, is instructed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this should be the form of greeting. Now today we find, like I said, Islam, this is a identifying trait and characteristic of a Muslim. We find that if you look at the non-Muslim greeting, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, if you just analyze those words, good morning or good afternoon, good evening, and compare it with assalamu alaikum, first, that good morning or good afternoon or good evening, if we have to give it the meaning of dua, that you're wishing for that particular person, whoever you're addressing, to have a good morning or a good evening or a good afternoon, then it is restricted to that part of the day. You're making dua for goodness in that part of the day. Salam, on the other hand, conveys a prayer of peace till eternity. Salam is Allah's sifat, is Allah's attribute. One of the 99 sifat and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is mentioned in the riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif is Allah is As-Salam. So, like Allah is limitless, like Allah is eternal, Allah's sifat and attributes also are eternal. So, when you greet someone with Assalamu alaikum, you are invoking Allah's sifat and attribute. What does the word salam mean? It means peace. In other words, you are invoking eternal peace for that person. Now, there is absolutely no measure or comparison with the expression good morning or good evening or good afternoon that can ever compare with Assalamu alaikum. Imran bin Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions that before Islam, they would greet with the terms, the translation of it, may Allah keep your eyes cool, may Allah make your morning good. After Islam, they were prohibited from this type of greeting. In fact, even we find nowadays in the Arab world the expression sabah al khair, masa al khair. In other words, have a good morning, have a good evening, etc. This, according to the riwayat of Abu Dawud Sharif, the narrator is Imran bin Hussein, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prohibited after Islam from these type of expressions. So we should avoid that. Many greetings we find are in vogue in the world. However, none can compare with salam, as it displays the most love and is a most apt dua, since it, as I was mentioning earlier, since it invokes Allah to safeguard one from every type of difficulty. And since salam is one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, certain commentators have mentioned that when one greets, you are invoking Allah's sifat, Allah's attribute which is eternal. So what does it mean? May Allah, who is the giver of peace, take you in His safety and custody and keep you in peace forever. This is not something that should be taken lightly. This is a dua. It is Allah's sifat, it's Allah's attribute. And we should be conscientizing ourselves. Ulama mentioned, they say, Salam bimana dua. Bis salama min kulli afa. Yani innaka tad'u lahu bi anna Allah yusallimuhu min kulli afa. Min al marad wal junoon. Wa shar al nas wal maasi. Wa amrad al qurub wal nar. They say, Salam is in the meaning of dua for protection, for peace. Min kulli afa, from every type of musibat, every type of challenge, every type of hardship, every type of difficulty. In fact, when you say assalamu alaikum to someone, annaka tad'u lahu, you are making dua for that person that Allah must protect that person from sickness, from leprosy, from becoming mad, from the evil of others, from sin, from diseases of the heart, from the fire of Jahannam. The Sahaba, in the early days, such was their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the desire to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it is mentioned about the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that in salah, at the end of the salah, like how we are saying assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Sahaba used to say, assalamu ala Allah min ibadihi. First we make salam to Allah from all His slaves. As-salamu ala Jibreel. As-salamu ala fulan wa fulan. Salam to Jibreel. Salam to so-and-so. Salam to so-and-so. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited them from this type of expression. As I mentioned, as-salamu ala Allah, out of their profuse love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then taught them and told them, Inna Allaha huwa salam. You are saying assalamu ala Allah. You are invoking Allah's sifat for himself. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna Allaha huwa salam. Allah himself is already salam. Yani, as-salim min kulli aib wa naqs. Allah ta'ala is pak, is pure from every weakness or deficiency. فَلَا حَاجَةَ أَن تَثْنُوا عَلَيْهِ بِالدُّعَى. So it's not necessary for you to say As-salamu ala Allah. In other words, don't say As-salamu ala Allah. But say قُولُوا As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. We are invoking Allah's sifat of salam, of peace, of security, of protection on ourselves. Wa ala ibadillahi salihin. And upon all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's slaves who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to them, فَإِنَّكُمْ إِذَا قُلْتُمْ ذَلِكَ سَلَّمْتُمْ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ عَبْدٍ صَالِحٍ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Because when you say this, for example in your salah, turning towards the right and you're turning towards the left, السَّلَامُ عَلَيْنَا وَعَلَىٰ عِبَادِ اللَّهِ الصَّالِحِينَ, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in reality, you are making salam to every slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heavens and in the earth. So ulama say, conscientize yourself that who are you making salam to? According to this hadith, you are making salam to the Anbiya alayhimu salam, to the Sahaba, to the Tabi'een, to Jibreel, to Mikael, to Israfil, to Israel, to Malik, who is the keeper of Jahannam, to Ridwan, who is the keeper of Jannat, to all the Malaika. So in reality, إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا قُلْتُمْ ذَلِكَ, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا قُلْتُمْ ذَلِكَ سَلَّمْتُمْ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ عَبْدٍ صَالِحٍ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The reason I am mentioning all this, my respected brothers, is that we have been given such a beautiful and such a comprehensive, on the one hand, manner of greeting, on the other hand, a dua. What does the word salam mean? The word salam means safety, security, protection. Today we find, if you look at the negative effects of the media, attempts of the media, or this drive to portray Muslims as a threat, as Islam as a religion of violence, Islam as a religion of bloodshed, simplest answer to such negativity is, what is the greeting of Islam? The greeting of Islam starts with this word salam. Salam means safety, security, protection. And Allah is commanding every Muslim in every salah, at the end of every salah, seek safety, seek protection, seek security for yourself and for every obedient slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth and even in the heavens. And over and above that, over and above that, when you say assalamu alaikum, what are you doing? You are, one, you're making dua for the person. Secondly, you are giving that person a guarantee that, listen, from my tongue, from my hands, from my action, from my conduct, I am not a threat to you. I will always be a source of goodness and protection for you. So this is such a beautiful and such a comprehensive greeting, way of life, shiar, symbol, and shan, an introduction of a Muslim and a believer. So it's important. One is, unfortunately, when things become what we call takya kalam, pillow talk, we're saying something over and over again, we don't really understand the reality of it. When you enter your house and say assalamu alaikum, what are you saying to that wife? What are you saying to that children? What are you saying to everyone in that house? That, listen, my conduct, my manner towards you, I'm never going to hurt you. I'm never going to insult you. I am giving you a guarantee that I am salam for you. You are free from my shar. You are free from my evil. One hand, you're making dua for yourself, for the person, for the malaika, for everyone in that home. You are invoking Allah's eternal sifat and quality of salamati and peace and protection. On the other hand, you are making a promise to whoever you are greeting that you are not going to be a threat and a source of hurt and harm to that particular individual, which is in fact the very embodiment of what Islam portrays. Inshallah, we'll continue this one.